This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, March 10th. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Residents in southeast Colorado Springs were met with a heavy police presence Saturday afternoon near South Circle Drive and Hancock Expressway. Colorado Springs police confirmed to our team they were actively investigating a homicide in that area. Details remain limited over 24 hours after one person was found dead. Springs police have not released any additional details. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says a former DNA scientist cut corners and didn't follow through on standard testing protocols, raising questions about hundreds of criminal cases in which she processed evidence. The investigation found that Yvonne Missy Woods manipulated data in the DNA testing process and posted incomplete results in some cases. The CBI did not find that she falsified DNA matches or fabricated at all any DNA profiles. Investigators have found 652 cases affected by Woods' data manipulation from 2008 through 2023. They're investigating her work going all the way back to 1994. Officials called her actions in, quote, unprecedented breach of trust. Woods retired in November after previously being placed on administrative leave. Well, if you love Colorado, you've probably spent some time biking on trails or just throughout town. However, just how safe is your bike when you lock it up? According to Colorado Springs Police, over 500 bikes were stolen just this year alone. Of those 500, less than 1% are ever returned to their owner. So what can you do to stop it? Chairman for Pikes Peak Crime Stoppers, Don Addy, says most bicycles are generally stolen to then be sold. Addy says this most commonly happens online through places such as Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist. Anytime you see a deal online that is too good to be true, chances are it may be stolen goods, according to Addy. He says less than 1% of bicycles stolen in Colorado Springs are ever even recovered. They're commonly stolen from open garages, front porches of homes, non-secured / locked racks attached to vehicles, and outside of businesses when left unsecured. Well, arts and craft retailer Hobby Lobby is moving its Colorado Springs store. Their current store is on South 8th Street on the city's west side, and it's moving to the Broadmoor Town Center Shopping Center in southern part of Colorado Springs. The current store, which is nearly 30 years old, will remain open until that new location is open. The new store is expected to open sometime in the month of April. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Sunday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. Clear skies for the rest of the evening. Temperatures in the 40s with a light southeasterly breeze. Tonight, it'll be clear and cold with temperatures in the upper 20s to low 30s. Those winds will be shifting to the northwest after midnight. Then for Monday, fair and warmer with high temperatures in the low to mid 60s. Looking ahead, Tuesday and Wednesday should be nice on Tuesday, but then Wednesday we got some rain showers headed our way with highs in the 50s. Thursday and Friday, snow showers much chillier with highs near 40. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings, KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons on KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.